This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Pacers are going to the finals. It is everybody's dream matchup if you love big NBA matchups in the Pacers in Oklahoma City.
Big market matchup.
Oh, yeah, man. We hadn't seen one like this in a minute.
We've never seen anything like this. That's for sure.
That is fair. And to join us and talk about it, it is our friend and guest. He is on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Jamal Collier. Also, congratulations on everything in life. It is good to talk to you. He's a reporter for ESPN, as you know.
Good to talk to you guys. How we doing?
You know, we're making it, man. We're wondering what this attendance is going to be like in terms of television viewership, because I was going back through some finals matchups of the past. I was like, this might be the worst ever in the, I guess, ABC era in terms of who's watching, because they don't know these players necessarily. Although I feel like Tyrese Halliburton has made a name for himself. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he is the MVP. But for some reason, I'm scared that people aren't going to watch like they should be. Jamal, are you concerned?
I'm gonna be watching, and I'm
you get paid to watch.
It's gonna be listen. This is gonna be the ball knowers series, man. Like, these teams are both been playing super well, been playing very good. I think it's an intriguing matchup when you look at Indiana's offense and how good that unit's been. The Thunder defense, how good that unit's been all playoffs, and seeing them finally clash on the stage, I think will be fun. And really, these two fan bases, I think, are two of the best in the NBA as well. Like, OKC, their atmosphere has been really charged all playoffs. The Pacers and Indy, obviously, is like basketball is so core to that state. I think you're going to have a really good atmospheres in the games. You're going to have the crowds and the cities are going to be super into it. And look, I think this has been like a sea change playoffs and a sea change season for the league, where we've seen really the old guard. You know, it's been coming for a few years, but I think it's really, really kind of come and hit home this year that the two mid-2010s players really that we kind of have been used to being on this stage are just not the best players in the league anymore. And these guys, these younger sort of generation of players are here, and these are two of the best sort of representations of it with SGA and Halliburton.
Jamal, I think you hit on a lot of really valid points. Not only is this the ball knower series, I feel like that's a great compliment to those who will appreciate it, but also in the change level of what we're seeing, this might also be the best example already as to the effects of the CBA on teams being successful. How the rosters have been built, how the trade deadline wasn't nearly as wild as it typically was, outstanding of the Luka Doncic trade, of course. There's a lot to the result of this being something that really may have been dictated by the legislation that was put in place off the court.
I think Miles Turner said this after the Pacers wrapped up, that he called these teams sort of the blueprint going forward. And, you know, the era of get three stars, fill the rest out with minimums, you know, that's gone. I think teams have recognized that for a few years, and really the effects of this the CBA have started to hit home, you know, really hard this year. And both these teams have that same idea of, you know, they've really got one or two guys at the top that are star or star level, but really haven't maybe hit the really stars, you know, the super max money of it all. But money aside of it, it's just you have some guys, you have a team that makes sense. You have depth, you have, you know, a bench. You're playing both these teams will play like 8, 9, even 10 at sometimes, you know, rosters. And obviously the guys at the top, Haliburton and SGA, make everything go. And you need that still superstar top 10 player to get to this point. You could debate on the sort of semantics on Haliburton, but he's played like that during the playoffs. I think that is the model you're going to see teams really start to shift toward and start to build toward. And as opposed to, you know, obviously what Phoenix has done, that sort of really went up in flames as putting a sort of more top heavy roster. I think that is the effect of the CBA as well, is that you'll see, you know, Arturis got some shade for it at the trade deadline. And I think he sort of misstated the point, but the idea behind having a 8, 9, 10 man rotation and building with depth, is how teams are looking. Now, you still need the superstar at the top, and that's the big key with these two teams. You still need somebody to sort of hand the ball to at the end of the game. But yeah, man, these both have really 8 or 9 guys that they all are going to feel good about playing.
Well, the interesting thing about what you're saying, and yes, I know it's true. Miles Turner was right. You're right. We all understand what's happening. But I'm wondering how much of this is a function of, hey, the highest paid players on our team, Tyrese Haliburton and Pascal Siakam, are making $42 million a year. The highest paid player on the team for the Thunder is only making $35 million a year, and that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They're going to be due, well, at least Alexander is, like some serious raises here. And I'm wondering how can they keep this together based on the fact that what you just said about not having 2 to 3 guys getting paid a whole lot of money. I mean, this also, in the context of Dallas and moving Luka Doncic, makes sense to me.
I'm not going to agree with that last part, but until then, I was following you.
I'm just going to let you two marinate.
No, like $75 million for Doncic, okay.
But the idea of allocating, teams want to break those up into multiple salaries. They want you know, you need depth. You need and paying the way the CBA is set up, the way the salaries are set up, paying one player and really a couple of players, your entire cap doesn't make any sense anymore. The Thunder are going to have some hard decisions to make, I think, over the next couple of years. They are set up to make all those decisions because of the youth of their team, because of the draft picks, because of all the blah, blah, blah. But they've got a chance to really have a dynastic run. You know, if they could, obviously, are heavy favorites right now, and they've got the experience now that you're going to stack on top of it. I think those are good problems that they'll be happy to answer in the next couple of years. Because they really built a strong team, and the Pacers as well have built strong teams that, you know, you get a Pascal Siakam who was undervalued. And when they made that trade last trade deadline, I think we all kind of said, okay, you know, it's a nice trade. But the way he's really just been a game changer for them and for the entire conference is something that I don't think any of us really saw coming. So there's something to it. These teams have sort of caught a good break in where their salaries are, but it's been because of smart team building as well to put themselves in this situation.
You know who else was kind of shrugging their shoulders about Pascal Siakam's impact on this team? I think it was Tyrese Haliburton, because tell me if I'm wrong, Jamal, but Tyrese Haliburton thought he was winning the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and there's video evidence of this all over the internet. And then Pascal Siakam's name gets mentioned, announced as the guy who actually won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I believe that's the Larry Bird Award. And he had to take a step back, Tyrese Haliburton. Is that an embarrassing moment for a guy who's had a pretty good playoff run to this point?
Look, I mean, I had a vote. I voted for Tyrese. I thought he should have won it, and I was also mildly surprised. It was tough. I don't think I debated between Pascal and Tyrese for pretty much the entire second half into fourth quarter and even the day before that.
What was the deciding factor for you?
Tyrese makes everything go. I mean, he's their best player. He's their engine. And even, you know, when you add up the game 4, which was obviously brilliant, it was the sort of the fancy stats game, 30 of 15, you know, he had the game winner, or the sort of the clutch shot, I should say, in game 1. And you have in game six, all the fast break points is sort of Tyrese is the engine. If he's not getting assists for all that, the reason they got out and run is his hit ahead. I just thought he had enough of when you are the best player, you have those sort of definitive moments and samples. That just kind of put the edge over for me, even though I thought Siakam was their most consistent player. You know, Halliburton, for better or worse, puts himself out there, and he has moments like this where he likes to talk trash and be the face and be showy, and then, you know, has to sometimes wear it. I don't know. He's still in the finals. I don't think he's going to be that broken up about it, especially for a trophy they've just made up in the last like 2 years.
I mean, valid trophy though. I do think that they needed to expand just based on the talent in the NBA. I think one of the bigger points though, Jamal, too, in all of this is that we used to know what the formula was. We used to know that the formula was build a super team. Somewhere after the Spurs dynasty subsided, then came the Heat run, and then what we saw happen in Golden State. So you knew you either had to combine superstars or be the most offensively efficient team of all time. And then everybody started copying those models. And now this shows you it's changed again. And we were watching. We were watching what Sam Presti was doing in Oklahoma City. You know, we knew that the Pacers had acquired a lot of talent. The team in and of itself, you would see individual performances for the last 2 years where you're saying, oh, this guy had a really good game. This guy's really good. You know, you're saying that to yourself. But now we don't know exactly what the formula is in all of this moving forward.
Yeah, I'm still processing this Pacers run in general. And I've been around for all of it, really last year and this year, especially this whole run this year. But the fact that they are here in the finals, it's still odd, to be honest. Like, they don't profile as the typical finals team. And I was even entering the playoffs. I mean, I've been repeating this stat a lot, but since January 1st, they were 34-14. You know, they had a profile that looked like every other, you know, they were the fourth best team in the NBA. So OKC, Boston, Cleveland had sort of the gaudier win totals, but Indiana was right there with them. And I thought that they were sort of a sleeper in that sense coming in, but still never could have expected or predicted the run that they went on. And, you know, is it an anomaly? Is it predictive? I think a lot of teams, if you're in the East, I think you can feel good about this being a model because the conference has gotten worse. It's gotten more wide open because of injuries, because of a few other things. But, I kind of just go back to that first point of, I think because of the rules and because of the way teams are looking at the offense in the game, the Pacers have been playing in a way they've been able to disrupt team with that. Teams are just looking at the fact that we want to build a deeper roster than you had to before and be more versatile in a lot of different ways. That's one thing the Pacers, I'm sort of focusing on them, the Thunder have this as well, where, yes, they have the Halliburton and three-point shooting, but they also have that sort of Siakam piece of their team that when things are down and they need a bucket, he can create for them. He can do things for them. The Thunder have that in a bunch of different ways as well. It's SGA, it's the turnovers. Jalen Williams and Chet have really stepped up in the Western Conference Finals. I do think this has been, a change season in general as far as the faces of the league, of what you think winning looks like and what a winning team feels like. And I think just the Pacers are just the biggest, it just still kind of feels like an anomaly, even though they've absolutely earned the way, you know, the run that they've had to get here.
Joined by Jamal Collier here on Rahimi and Harris, the NBA reporter for ESPN, talking everything playoffs, also the Bulls and how they're looking at this through their lens. But Jamal, this seems like a wasted opportunity for the New York Knicks, and I'm wondering if they're going to do something drastic because of the way this ended, the fact that they were able to get by the Celtics, the defending champs, and able to really make something happen, only to lose here in this series against a Pacers team that seemed to have an answer and just out-physicaled them throughout the way this went. Will they do something drastic, or will they just simply look back at game one and say, if we don't lose that game, we probably have a way better chance of winning the series?
Yeah, all the Knicks talk has been pretty interesting to me in the aftermath because it feels like it is a missed opportunity, first of all, for them, and they should look at it. But I also it feels like everybody, you know, thinks of them as there was some big gap. And the Pacers, I thought, were clearly the better team by the end of the series. But, you know, the Pacers have done so, you know, they did three rounds in a row, had this big comeback. But, man, if you're in New York, it's just like there should be a game seven today. You just don't blow a 15-point lead in game one. I just think everything looks a lot different. So I'll be curious of where they land. I don't have any intel on what their exact thinking is. And I think that the Jalen and Kat, you know, playing together of that all, I think that's an interesting question to pose. But if I'm them, I think taking a step back, realizing that this was the most successful season they've had in a long time. They did a lot of good things. They took a lot of big step forwards and probably just trying to find some depth, trying to find a way to enter the year with a real rotation. You know, I was struck, and they ended up winning game five, but I remember just sitting and watching one of the lineups. They had like Landry Shamet, DeLon Wright, Josh Hart. It must have been Towns was the only star, quote unquote, on the floor. And I just was like, this is not how they've gotten here. You know, it was just like, this is it. The Pacers have got them completely out of sort. And those guys obviously played some big minutes and played a role, but the Pacers just had them playing in a completely, they lost their identity. The Knicks were playing in a whole different way. And it just sort of, I think having an answer to what our identity is, what is our best team and best lineups look like. I would, you know, maybe not run it back completely. I think there's some, like I said, some things on the margins they can do, but I would not overreact that drastically if I'm the Knicks, especially considering the state of the conference next year with Boston potentially taking a step back. You don't know what Milwaukee will look like. And the rest of the conference is not that good.
Jamal Collar. Fair enough. That was a bullet at the end of that statement.
Giving a hand, you know.
Jamal, nice writing on the fly speaking. That I could see you ending a story for ESPN in that manner. Jamal, thank you so much for joining us. And really, just an in-depth look, I think, at the future of the NBA in a really great way. Thanks for coming on.
Love having you guys. Love hearing this Rahimi and Harris title, guys. So bring it back on, you know, let's do it again.
Thrilled to bring you back on. And I also think like getting in deep into the conversation about that CBA, we've touched on it, you and I, Vinny Goodwill has also discussed it, but I think Jamal's got a really good point here. Like this is, you're seeing that change because of that CBA happen in real time.
New normal.
Really much, and very much so. And unlike other things, it's happening quicker than you might have anticipated. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We also have some breaking news. Robbie, I was going to talk about it. It's not like we weren't going to get to it. It's not a problem for us.
I'm mourning.
It's a problem for you.
Why are you mourning, Robbie? I don't understand.
Apparently, Frank Ragnow is retiring. Breaking news is brought to you by Wildfire on the Score. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
It's to be celebrated.
29-year-old Frank Ragnow is retiring.
Following the long-held Detroit tradition of get in and get out. Brought
Marshall,
to you by
no,
Barry Sanders
now.
And
give me a second.
Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, Calvin Johnson, yes.
Stop.
Megatron
Stop.
And Barry Sanders. Is that does this not follow the tradition?
No. Do you know what I just thought of? Like an In-N-Out commercial, and then it's just the slide of pictures, still frames of like Calvin Johnson and
Barry
Frank
Sanders.
Ragnow, now Barry Sanders. What is happening there though? He wasn't happy with his contract, apparently.
A lot of injuries as well. A
yes,
lot of injuries.
Yes, but he's 29.
Hey man.
Joe Tooney is going to be out here until he's 37.
I'm good with it. Like,
yeah, we are.
Listen, man, he had a nice run.
Also, I'm not predicting Joe Tooney's life in the NFL. That was just
one of the best centers in the whole league. I'm going to miss Frank a whole lot. And this has not been a great offseason for the old Detroit Lions.
Do you think he's really done?
I do. Unless he has like a gap year, but like, like it's really hard to maintain that level of weight and strength in like when you retire. So that's where it's just.
But this is, I mean, you gotta have at 29 years old playing the relative amount of time he has in the NFL at his position. You gotta be a great saver or have some blank you money or something. The quote is: "These past couple of months have been very trying as I've come to the realization that my football journey is ending and I'm officially retiring from the NFL." This is on Instagram. "I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not, and I think that is really important. And it's time to prioritize my health and my family's future. I have given this team everything I have, and I thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply don't." Oh, this is solemn to read. He goes on to say, I have to listen to my body, and this is has been one of the hardest decisions of my life. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process, and I can't emphasize this enough, how grateful I am for this team and all of the fans. It was an absolute honor going to battle for you all. Man, I didn't mean to bring down the room. I'm just reading his words here.
Yeah, you're not bringing down the room. Everything he says makes sense. No. But hold on. If we're looking at this from...
Well, your point about brought to you by Megatron and Barry Sanders.
Well, no, I just like In-N-Out Burger. You know, I think that serves the purpose as well. My whole thing is this: if your health is in question, walk away, because nothing is more important than your health. Health literally is wealth.
Well, also, it sounds like he had an honest conversation with himself, and if he's not in it, and he does have some, he's got ways and means to succeed and move forward, then that's what really matters.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
You can argue they're a different team when he's not playing.
Robbie doesn't want to hear what you're saying right now, but I hear you loud and clear, Layla.
Bad offseason for the Lions. Not even like off-field trouble. It's just like a lot of people leaving.
Yeah, but you got a lot of depth because people were hurt last year and they've got a lot of experience. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we're going
to
run the North.
Third place in the North is a good place to be. The North. It's not last place.
Hi. We're here in Chicago. It's going to be 80s today. It's great. We have more coming up on the score. The Bears have also had some movement or non-movement as regards to what is going to happen with the stadium. So we'll discuss the latest from Springfield that is affecting the Bears next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
Kevin Warren talking about the stadium. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And there were some pieces of news that came out over the last few days regarding it. A big one was the legislative session in Springfield has ended. And it came and went without the Bears actually getting any more public support. I don't know that they necessarily thought they were going to get it. They lobbied for it, as did the White Sox when they talked about the 78. But they're sitting in a place right now where Arlington Heights has not gotten shovels into the ground yet, and they're still trying to figure out how they're going to go from point A to B and fill in the gaps financially.
I think the biggest thing for me is just wondering what this does to the timeline as far as how far back it pushes it. Because, listen, I take Kevin Warren at his word as far as wanting to get shovels in the ground in 2025. We still have over half a year to get that done. But this seems like a big blow to their plans to not get any kind of funding by way of infrastructure or anything else out there where they have the land at Arlington Heights.
And the piece of this that we always talked about was the tax negotiation. There's more tax negotiation here. This is from the Sun-Times. The Bears had eyed so-called mega development legislation that would freeze property tax assessments for massive projects and allow them to negotiate payments with local taxing bodies. That would give the team the property tax certainty that they say they need to break ground on a $5 billion suburban development. It was always about the taxes, just to be fair.
Oh, no. I mean, when you buy land, you want to negotiate your way to getting the best tax rate you can. And of course, if you are that county, city, whatever, you're like, hey, we're going to need our cut. Because while you are going to be doing things and maybe giving tax breaks, whatever, it's got to be something that's seen as beneficial to the residents of that area. Because as you know, building a stadium and a multiplex, whatever, around said stadium is going to be quite the undertaking that all the local residents now have to deal with.
Well, also, I'm just not into the concept of making the public pay for funds that you're then going to privatize for your own profit. Like, oh, so we pay for the cost and then you guys get the profit? Yes, I would be lobbying for that too if I were you, and I would move heaven and earth to try to do so. But at the end of the day, they've maintained consistency. J.B. Pritzker said at the end of the legislation, quote, this is about making this a business-friendly, job-friendly state and not specifically about the Bears. This is after the end of session press conference. Just on a personal level, I would like them to stay in the city of Chicago. Having said that, as a private business, they'll choose to do what they like. And that is the line that the entire legislative body has continued to maintain regarding all of this. We've heard different things out of Chicago City Council. I would assume that that would have been in play if the Bears wanted to be on the lakefront. But even then, it would have been met with a lot of pushback.
They're not budging because they don't have to budge, because they know their constituents are like, yeah, don't spend money on the Bears. I mean, by and large, I don't care how popular the Bears are as a football team. I have said it since day one when we started talking about this. And once the vote happened in Kansas City about getting new stadium, and the taxpayers, the voters voted no, that if you brought this on a ballot, it would also be voted down and with a fury. The numbers would not look good for the Bears.
What's interesting is also when you consider the story that had come out a few days ago that J.B. Pritzker had spent $100,000 in taxpayer funds for an outside legal consultant to advise the state in discussions with the team and the Bears. But now that the legislative session has ended, I would assume that that was part of the responsibility, was in that session having those discussions.
Well, that's what's odd about this is there were bills up there that talked about Bear money, but nothing got anywhere. And so you're wondering not only about the outside consultants and what role they may have played in that, but just where do we go from here? And it sounds like the Bears are going by themselves for a minute. And that's kind of scary, because we know they do need to have some help, even if it's in the infrastructure, building more roads, accessibility, whatever. They need help. It's just, how long is it going to take to get said help? And is that going to impact them putting the shovels into the ground in this year?
Here's the other thing, is that we knew that this decision to stall, to try to change course after land had already been bought, to do whatever you did for the last couple of years where this land sat vacant, you were spending money. And the worst part is you were spending money on an asset that wasn't giving you anything. It was just sitting there. That's a luxury. You might as well have had a boat because it's about the same concept at that point. They're finally starting to talk about this now. But the 2 years that that property sat vacant, you could have been building, but you wanted to change course. That was going to cost you money. It was just a matter of how much. Should the public be on the hook for any of that, given that we still owe over $500 million on the renovations from 20 years ago?
Short answer is no. Short answer is definitely no. You're not on the hook for that, and you're not trying to get involved in anything else, which is going to cause tens to hundreds of millions of dollars of debt that you're going to have to figure out how to pay off down the road. Listen, we are in a different time in this country right now, with the economics being the way that they are. I thought State Representative Cam Buckner probably put it best when he talked about, you know, it's been a tough budget year, and quote, the fact that we still had $1 billion worth of transit to figure out.
Yes, that was a huge issue for the legislature.
I think tax breaks and property tax certainty and money for stadium development is not high on the list for the people of Illinois. What is high on the list is, can I get to work? Can I get to the store? Can I get home?
Right. And when you get home, it's what he calls kitchen table issues.
Yes.
You know, the things that you're trying to figure out, like how much money groceries are going to be. You know, like the transit bill is a massive, massive issue. There were a lot of actual major concerns logistically and just infrastructure wise. Here's the bottom line is it's not our job to dictate to the Bears when they want to spend money on a stadium.
That would be the Bears' job.
And it's not our job to fill in the gaps of your budget. You don't fill in the gaps of ours.
Supplement it. Bears have to figure this out. And they have to have plan A, plan B, plan C for what they're doing. Now, the good news is it's been narrowed. The focus is clearly Arlington Heights. This is where it's going to get done. It's just a matter of how is it going to get done, how much is it going to cost, and how long will it take? And that all three of those questions, all in different ways, depend on when they start.
If you ever wanted a good example of time is money, this is it. And the time that they spent trying to, I think, unfortunately, walk back some actions that had taken place. And I know that they made some headway tax-wise in doing so. I don't blame Kevin Warren for that.
The leverage play was always in play.
I question the Bears' process and procedure overall, but that's not Kevin Warren individually. But we all knew where it was going to be.
I've said since day one when they were talking about finding somewhere in the city, whether it was adjacent to the current Soldier Field or not, but you have the land out there. Tell me this isn't a leverage play to get whatever it is you need to get done out in Arlington Heights. Well, these are not just sports teams anymore. They are real estate companies.
And that's where you spent your money. And the thing about it is these are our opinions. But if you really wanted the actual opinion of the electorate, it would be put on a ballot. But you would have to describe exactly what you needed, which was billions of dollars from the public in order to make that happen.
It's a non-starter, not just with the people downstate, but it's a non-starter with the locals as well.
History dictates that once it gets put on a ballot, it gets voted down.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, I don't feel like that vote would be particularly close. So going forward now, I just want to know, what's the plan, Kevin Warren? Let us know. You saw that the legislative session ended. You did not get anything from that. Well, so where do you go from here?
The better question is, what's this going to cost? Because we know that you already said no to a retractable roof and cited cost concerns. I completely understand having a domed stadium. I'm sorry to be a bearer of bad news on that as well. But you do want this facility to host everything that Kevin Warren and the Bears have talked about. You do want it to host Final Fours. You do want it to host major events like WWE. Yeah, I said it. It's important. You do want it to host concerts.
Like Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
The Weeknd.
All of them.
Did Travis Scott make a secret appearance at the Weeknd concert, by the way? Like a surprise appearance? That wasn't expected, was it?
I did not see that, but I did see a lot of people. There's a lot of traffic for that Weeknd concert, let me tell
dude,
you.
Dude, yeah, they performed Fiend, and I was like, oh, okay, guys, that was a surprise.
Is it bad that I didn't know the Weeknd was performing? Is that bad?
You had work to do.
But is it bad that I didn't know? I should have known.
I'm with you, Marshall. I didn't know.
I get emails, guys. I'll forward you the emails.
Where was he?
Soldier Field.
Okay, so that's my neighborhood.
That's why we're talking about it.
That's neighborhood adjacent. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw people going somewhere. I didn't know what was going on.
And you'd rather have that concert in a domed building. I understand that part of it. But regardless, you've got to figure out what the cost is for you. You're probably going to let a lot of other people in on the cost of this. And based on what we know about the international economy, something tells me that that price has gone up.
Price only goes in one direction.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yesterday's
that has never been more true.
It's not today's price.
At least it's not Steiner math.
I love it all.
Do we have Steiner math in the system still? That's still my favorite. It's basically me trying to do math and then realizing I needed to follow the line of work of journalism and the like.
Journalism is important. Math is also important.
Also, Ray, you weren't kidding about all the puns in this Sun-Times story.
Oh, very, very football punny.
Unable to cross the goal line, I'm assuming.
Another legislative session came and went without the Chicago Bears breaking the line of scrimmage in Springfield for legislation to help them build a new stadium.
That means they got no yards.
With lawmakers scrambling to pass the state budget. I mean, they're everywhere in this thing. I actually give them credit. This is pretty good.
I appreciate
it. Someone who likes sports wrote that article, period. Because otherwise, you're not coming up with all this stuff.
Also, jackpot. You know, like, this is your time. You finally get to use all of your puns.
I like a good pun. I'm a Mad Libber and a punner.
That you are. And you're a word combiner.
Am I a word combiner?
Yeah, you are.
I like compound words, if that's what you mean. Sure.
No, you will combine words to create new fun words.
Oh, yeah. I guess that happens from time to time.
Coming up next, it's halftime.
Ooh, halftime. We got big news. Big news out here. Big news in the gaming world.
Oh, really?
Big news. We have a new cover athlete for Madden.
We do have a new cover athlete for Madden, and I'm a little bit worried about the results of this.
No!
I have a point of an origin story that I think we may have all lost.
Okay. I will follow you back to the root.
All right. Sounds good. That's next.
But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3% chance of winning at sacrifice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
That it is. It is halftime as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We spent a good hour talking about the Cubs and the Reds series. We both think that Michael Busch has earned his time to face left-handed starting pitching. Craig, I think they're in Washington. I don't think he can.
He's got an over 900 OPS against left-handers this season. Left-handed starters this season.
Also, you're 15 games above 500. Okay, one person is not going to mess up your lineup that much if he's just trying to work on some things. Just saying. Ian Happ also told us about how Jameson Taillon had been working on some things last week. Well, that showed in his 6 1/3 large that he had in his last outing. We talked about the Cubs bullpen too, because Ryan Pressly is subtly mounting a comeback. Yeah, I said it. And Ben Brown, he psyched himself out of that first inning, and it worked out really well for him. Jamal Collier was on at 11. We talked about the Bears Stadium here at 11:25.
It's halftime.
All right, this is very coffee talk, like Linda Richman, if you will. Do you know that skit from Saturday Night Live?
I don't, but I'm...
Oh, Mike Myers, he would be like, Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Okay. Discuss.
Got it.
The Long Island iced tea may not actually be from Long Island. Discuss. This got me.
Does it have iced tea in it, the Long Island iced tea?
I don't know that it... Does it have tea? I don't even know. So the whole thing is just a loose brand like MTV? The Long Island iced tea is more than one of 100 official cocktails recognized by the International Bartenders Association. There's an association? I did not know that either. The IBA's recipe calls for 15 milliliters each. Yeah, that's also suspect. Of vodka, tequila, white rum, gin, and Cointreau. Mixed with 25 milliliters of lemon juice, 30 milliliters of simple syrup, and a topping of cola in a highball glass with ice.
There
and
is no tea.
Certified bartender Jenna Duddleston, whose family runs a bar, says that there's no tea in the Long Island iced tea. So nothing about this is correct then?
Yeah, Long Island. I didn't know it wasn't from Long Island. That was news to me.
It is all news. How about that though? That was the report from actually News Nation, our friends up the street over here, that office with WGN. So the creator of the Long Island iced tea, he, however, was from Long Island. He was working as a bartender at the Oak Beach Inn.
Oh,
but
okay.
But when he put it together, it wasn't that Long Island, and it wasn't that filled with tea. So its origin story is not only suspect, but it's loosely affiliated as well.
At least he's from Long Island, though. I can get down with that.
I think that still makes it Long Island in a way.
It should be a Long Island hurricane, because it's like a hurricane of drinks, different liquors at you in that. From what you described anyway. I'm just going off what you're telling me.
He said that the inn was locally known as the OBI. So, yeah, I would think that would qualify.
Yeah. So, Long Island iced tea, there's more Long Island in there than there is iced tea. That's what we've learned.
But both and either way, there's just not a lot of either. Well, that's fair enough. But if you're from there, then I think it still counts. Like, if you were to create a Mississippi drink, like, would you still call it Mississippi because you went to Mississippi State?
No, I'd call it Alabama because I'm from Alabama.
But you can claim both. That's what I'm saying.
Can I?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to claim Mississippi.
If you pay tuition to a state, yes, you can absolutely.
I did not pay tuition. Let's just point that out. Yeah. If it's free, it's me. You know that's how I ended up in Mississippi State.
Well, like Lawrence, for example, like Lawrence claims Alabama because his tuition goes there.
Lawrence claims Alabama because DePaul doesn't have a football team. That's why Lawrence claims Alabama.
I mean, that's also fair. But his tuition went there. If your money goes there, then I think you're allowed to claim it.
I wear Mississippi State stuff. I support the school because they supported me when I had no money. Is that... Aww. Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the origin story of the Long Island iced tea is somehow affiliated with Tennessee, no tea, and loosely affiliated with Long Island because of the origin of the actual bartender, but not indeed the drink. So really, it's just marketing.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, it is marketing. I didn't know there was no iced tea in a Long Island. I don't think I've ever had long. I think I've had one Long Island iced tea back when I was like 23 years old or something.
I think legally I was only allowed to have one, and I had it already, and I don't remember much after that.
Huh. It's nap time. Okay. So, Madden is out.
That we saw this morning. That news broke.
And I'm not talking about the Madden movie, which obviously looks phenomenal. That's the one that's going to be starring Nick Cage as John Madden, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Have you seen the photos for that?
No, and Nick Cage has done some interesting acting lately. He's apparently in some movie on Netflix about a guy who owned a truffle hunting pig in Oregon and something happened to the pig, and he looks completely disheveled, and I didn't even realize it was him until he started talking. Did you guys hear about this movie? It's pretty wheels off.
What's the name of the movie?
I believe it's called Pig.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a movie coming out. John Madden's going to be played by Nicolas Cage. Al Davis played by Christian Bale. And you see the picture of these two guys. Google it. Ugh. It's very... I don't even know how to
describe it. I don't want to consider Al Davis good looking. How do I rectify this?
I think you'll think he's funny looking in this particular photo.
I typically find Christian Bale good looking.
Meanwhile, Madden 26, they have announced the cover. And it was pretty easy to guess who it might be. It's going to be Saquon Barkley. And in the actual cover art, he's doing the reverse hurdle. So this got me to thinking, because do you remember when the Madden curse was a thing?
Of course. That's why I was worried about him being on the cover.
Who is the least accomplished?
It's the best looking Al Davis has ever looked.
What is that really saying, though?
He's trying to not look attractive. He still looks attractive. But Nicolas Cage's Madden is... He tried. It's still him.
Wow, he tried. So I was thinking, who is the least of the Madden cover players? Like, which player is the least? Like, not good.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I came up with a name.
I have a name as well.
Okay. So if you go ahead. You got time to Google it while I explain this, Layla. I'm going to say Madden 12. Do you know who the cover? I'll give you a hint, Layla. Let's see if you can guess this. He was on the Browns.
I know.
The way you just stopped in your tracks like a deer in headlight when I said he was on the Browns.
Oh, that happened. Oh, yeah. I was definitely knee deep into baseball season during that time.
Peyton Hillis was the cover.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Of Madden in 2012.
Yeah, that was quite the curse. Yeah, we haven't seen much of
him
since.
Was it a curse or was it like a pre-curse? I mean,
the Browns were having a run of nothingness, and so they probably made the playoffs the year before.
Did they lean into the curse and just put Peyton Hillis on because they thought that would just save everybody else?
Yeah, how bad was the NFL that year? It's like, oh, let's put this guy.
Well, I just think.
This Sportskeeda headline. How did Peyton Hillis get on the cover of Madden?
Well, the crazy part is, it's not just that he was on the cover, and you're like, oh, he must have had a really good year the year before in 2011, right?
I think that they were trying to not curse everybody else who was good.
Peyton Hillis has only had 1,000 yards rushing once in his entire career. He has never been all pro. He has never been a pro bowler. He has never been a pro bowl alternate. How did this man get on the cover of Madden? That's wild.
If he can get one, Cam Scataboo, he's gonna be on a Madden cover sometime soon.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying is I was very disappointed by that.
I can't believe I didn't know that. That is baffling.
No, it's perfectly reasonable, and it's understandable, and it fits that you didn't know that Peyton Hillis was on the cover of Madden, because that's Peyton Hillis on the cover of Madden.
Oh, it was a fan vote, says 414.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Did they then name Peyton Hillis Patey McPeyton Face or something to add to the bit?
I don't think they did that.
The early 10s were a hopeful time filled with group humor.
Mm.
I miss it. Okay, so to the 708 texter who doesn't want the Rick Hahn question and five on it, you're going to get what you ask for. But we are going to have five on it. We are going to talk about the White Sox, Cubs, and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.